Hello everyone, Roger Pipe from RogReviews.com here. Welcome to part four of our 2018 AVN Awards podcast series. We've covered a lot in the first three episodes. So if you want to catch up, you can do that. You can see it right here on the page on RogReviews.com, or you can search it on iTunes or any place else you can listen to this podcast. Let's get this stuff out of the way. I love your feedback. Email is Rog@RogReviews.com, Roger T. Pipe over on Twitter or Facebook. There's also a feedback button down below if you are watching this or watching this on YouTube, obviously, or if you're listening to it on RogReviews.com, just go ahead and click that feedback. I'd love to hear what you want to hear, your thoughts on the nominees, anything at all. I would love to hear it. And if you have any questions or comments, I will read them in the next episode, and it'll be fantastic. Also, sponsorships are available for this and every podcast. I'm offering $100 podcast sponsorships for every podcast in this series, as well as anything through the end of January of 2018 that will cover results podcast, plus anything we do if we go over to AEE and cover that. $100 will get you all the podcasts. It'll get you banners on the pages on RogReviews.com and links. We'll also get you two mentions during the short podcast, three or four during the long ones. And it can be for your business, your website. If you want to promote a starlet for the fan voting, I will absolutely do that. And, of course, one half of all money raised for the podcast between now and the end of January goes to Walk for a Cure for Alzheimer's. And the name, and my sister's name, as she put it up, did the walk for my mother. So it'll be additional donations there. Contact me at Rog@RogReviews.com for details on that. Without further ado, if you'd like to follow along, go to avnawards.com or avn.com/awards. Go to nominees, and we're going to go down kind of alphabetical. We're in best D's now. Best director is the first one. So we're going to cover the best D's in this category. Best director feature. I think this is kind of a high-profile award. I mean, it's kind of, to me, like the Academy Awards Best Director, because features are adult film. You guys know me. I like Gonzo, but obviously feature has a lot of prestige to it. The nominees would be Kay Brandt for Adventures with the Baumgartners, Jay Allen, Agent 69, Andre Zane for Altar of Aphrodite from Kelly Madison, Will Ryder, Bad Babes Incorporated, Ricky Greenwood and Dana Vespoli for Confessions of a Sinful Nin, Ricky Braun for Exposed, Stills by Allen for Extradition from Girls' Way, Bree Mills and Craven Moorhead for Half His Age, A Teenage Tragedy, Brad Armstrong for An Inconvenient Mistress, Wicked Pictures, Mike Quasar for Ingenue, Axel Braun for Justice League XXX, Greg Lansky for Lana from Tushy, Holly Randall for Quest from Digital Playground, Stormy Daniels for Unbridled for Wicked, and Jackie St. James for The Voyeur from Sweet Sinner. Have not seen all of these movies yet. Have seen a pretty good number of them, though. Got Jay Allen for Agent 69, which is a movie I reviewed recently. Really beautifully shot movie. Impressive. Altar of Aphrodite I thought was really good and kind of edgy. And when you're doing like Best Director and Feature, I'm looking, I guess, at as a whole package. How it looks, even though I know that cinematographer has a lot to do with that. The story, even though the scriptwriter and the acting has a lot to do with that. But how it all comes together. And Agent 69 was good. Wasn't too keen on Adventures of the Baumgartners, to be honest. Altar of Aphrodite, I liked. It was a nice little movie. Bad Babes is very funny. I've talked a little bit about Confessions of a Sinful Nun. I really like that movie. Thought it was nicely done. Exposed. Ricky Braun did a nice job. It's a simple little movie. I liked it. The other ones I've seen, Inconvenient Mistress is good. That's the one Brad got the nomination for. I really like Takers as well, but they went with this one. Again, Mike Quasar, mentioned him in the last podcast. Super funny, fantastic guy. Wonderfully cynical. Ingenue, I have not seen. It's right here in my pile to watch. Justice League, I loved. I really think Axel's doing a great job with his DC parodies. Lana from Tushy. Greg Lansky, good, beautifully shot. So there's some really good directors here, high profile. And features definitely are not dead. But looking at this list, you've seen most of the best ones here. Foreign feature. A lot of these I have not seen. I get a lot of these movies late, and we'll watch them now. I did see Outland 2, directed by Bobby Peru and Archibald Witwicky Jr., whatever sort of nom de plumes those are. But you've got Katie Sanctuary from Babes, La Detective, Love for Sale 2 by Sex Art, Lustful Widow also by Harmony, My Daughter-in-Law is a Whore, Mark Dorcel. Dorcel's always on here. That was directed by LaSalle Bailey. The Star Wars parody was directed by Dick Bush for Digital Playground. Sunstroke from Joy Bear, Jesse Black directed that one. I like a lot of the foreign features as well, but I need to see more of them to really give you who I really liked. But Outland 2, I think Outland is a really underrated feature, 1 and 2. Foreign non-feature, Best Director, Androgynous from Viv Thomas, Sandra Shine. Anissa the Tennis Woman from Dorcel, that was Frank Major. Appetite for Corruption, Harmony, Scarlett Revel. Dogfart Invades Europe, Part 2, Billy Watson. That's your basic gonzo porn. Erasmus Orgasmus from Private. Eric Everhard Takes Europe. So Everhard back behind the camera. Fuck the French, Jules Jordan, that's Manuel Ferrara. Megan Escort Deluxe from Dorcel. Hervé Bodilas, The Player, Nacho Vidal. Rocco, for Rocco Sex Analyst. Sweet Sensation from XArt, and 3 from Sex Art. So there's some new players and some familiar faces. Obviously, you know, Rocco and Nacho and Eric and Billy Watson. These are some guys that we know doing some good work. Now, Best Director non-feature. These are for the gonzo guys. 227-48 Real-Time Sex. Ryan Madison directed that one. Anal Savages 3, Jules Jordan. Angela 3 from Angela White. This is the year of Angela White, so of course we're going to see nominations. And here, she actually gets a Best Director nomination. So the scene is up for Best Scene, for Boy-Girl Scene, and as a director for Angela 3. Best New Starlets 2017, that's Dreadneck from Elegant. A Buck Angel Superstar, Dana Vespoli. The Dirty Dolls, New Sensation, William H., Gang Banged 8, Pat Mine for Elegant Angel. I Am Katrina, Evil Chris for Evil Angel. Brad Armstrong for Jessica Drake is Wicked. That means Brad gets a nomination for feature and non-feature. Mason for Lana Rhodes Unleashed. James Avalon for Love Stories 5. John Stagliano, Psychotic Behavior. We're now looking at a category that has, I believe, the greatest director in the history of adult film for Psychotic Behavior. Caden Cross for Sacrosanct, a really good movie. Great job by Caden. Eddie Powell, Paul Woodcrest for Schoolgirls with a Z from New Sensation. And Greg Lansky for Young and Beautiful 3. So again, nobody is up against themselves. Jules Jordan's only up once. So basically, Ryan Madison, Jules Jordan, Angela White, Dreadneck, Dana Vespoli, William H., Pat Mine, Evil Chris, Brad Armstrong, Mason, James Avalon, John Stagliano, Caden Cross, Eddie Powell, Paul Woodcrest, and Greg Lansky. Lansky's tough to beat, but this is the year of Angela, and both of them have to take down Brad Armstrong and John Stagliano. It's going to be a tough one. I don't even know at this point who I would bet on. There's a couple that I haven't seen yet, so I will have to take a look and see. Of the ones I've seen, Anal Savages 3 was great. Angela 3 was fantastic. Jessica Drake is Wicked was very good. I liked Lana Rhodes Unleashed as well from Mason. Sacrosanct, I was very impressed with. So those are the ones that I know. We got two more to finish up the D's. Best Director, Best Double Penetration Sex Scene. This is a wild card. This is the one last year where we noticed that the guys are all the same. All Stuffed Up 2, Tony Rebus, Matty O'Reilly. Getting double stuffed by Ramon and Tony Rebus. Angela 3, Angela White. The year of Angela White. Angela White, Marcus Dupree, and Mick Blue. Super hot scene. Booty Queen 3, Kendra Lust with Marcus Dupree and Mick Blue. Sherry from Elegant Angel. Cherie DeVille, Mick Blue, and Marcus Dupree. Cuckold Sessions, Adriana Chechik from Cuckold Sessions, Dogfart. That's Adriana with Rico Strong and Isaiah Maxwell. Double Black Penetration 4, Christina Rose with Ricky Johnson and Prince Joshua. Ava Lovia with Jean Valjean and Christy Christian Clay, The Insatiable Jessa Rose, Jessa Rhodes with Jesse Jones and Xander Corvus, Lana Rhodes Unleashed, Lana with Mick Jones and Marcus Dupree. That scene was fucking killer. That was a fucking great scene. Really, really fantastic. I had to stop for that one. Manuel DPs Them All 5, Holly Hendricks with Steve Holmes and Manuel Ferrara. That's a lot of dick for one girl. My DP 2 from Tushy, Carter Cruz with John Strong and Jean Valjean. Pump My Ass Full of Cum 4, Megan Rain with Steve Holmes and John Strong. The Riders, Alpha Females Lexington Steel Exile, Savannah Styles with Mick Blue and Marcus Dupree. Riley's Birthday Wish from Read My Lips, Riley Reed, Bill Bailey, and James Dean. That's from Riley's website. Young and Glamorous 9, Angel Smalls, Marcus Dupree, Steve Holmes. You see Marcus Dupree's name on here a lot. You see Mick Blues. You see Tony Rebus. You see Ramon Nomar. Lots of the same guys pulling off DPs. Of the ones I've seen, the Angela White scene was one of... and that movie, so she gets Best Director for that movie. Best Boy-Girl scene and Best DP scene all from the same movie. That movie's got to be a favorite for Best Non-Feature. I mean, just looking at that, how do you miss that? The Christina Rose scene with Ricky Johnson, Prince Joshua from Double Black Penetration 4 was really hot. The Ava scene from Tushy was very, very good. I already mentioned the Lana Rhodes scene from Lana Rhodes Unleashed is super, super hot. Have not seen the Riley scene yet. Hoping to see that one. But Angela White and Lana Rhodes would be my favorites in that category. And finally, for today, to end the D's, the best D's, best drama. The Artist Within from Twisties, Babysitter 11 from Sweet Sinner, The Candidate from Sweetheart, Confessions of a Sinful Nun from Sweetheart, Ethnicity from Wicked Pictures, really good movie, by the way. Nice script on that one. Exposed, Wicked Pictures, I like that one. Fantasy Factory, Girl's Way, Half His Age, A Teenage Tragedy from Pure Taboo, Ingenue from Wicked, Inner Demons from Wicked, Love on the Line from Adam and Eve, The Obsession from Sweet Sinner, Spoiled from Wicked, Unbridled from Wicked, and The Voyeur from Sweet Sinner. Wicked essentially could cancel itself out here with 6 nominees in the category. Have not seen The Candidate. I liked Confessions of a Sinful Nun a lot. I liked Ethnicity, and I liked Exposed. Of the two, that's a tough one. I really like The Sex and Exposed, because I like Asa Akira. Both were very good. Have not seen Ingenue yet. I've heard it's really good. The Obsession from Sweet Sinner, another nice movie. Chanel Preston and Abella Danger. That's a really good one, too. So there's a lot of good ones, and if we go to Best E, we're going to go too long. So we're going to wrap it there. Thank you for tuning in. This was part 4 of the AVN podcast. Again, I appreciate your feedback. Raj at rajreviews.com or Roger T. Pipe over on Twitter or Facebook. Please give me whatever feedback you like, good, bad, otherwise. I want to congratulate someone. I want to point out something that we might have missed. Want to just keep running track of the number of awards Angela White is nominated for. Specifically, Angela 3 just seems to be all over the place. And again, podcast sponsorships are available. $100 will get you a sponsorship in every podcast I do for the month of December and January. This entire series, we'll go back and put banners. So you'll have banners and links on all the pages that will include anything we do for YouTube. And of course, mentions at the beginning and end of every podcast. If you want to just promote someone you really like for the fan voting, throw it in there. We will we'll absolutely do a vote for message. It'll cost you $100 for all the podcasts. And again, half of that money will go to A Walk for a Cure for Alzheimer's. So thank you for listening. Appreciate all of you. And I will talk to you soon.